Good morning, we're continuing Chayadam. Klal Chav Dalet, Simen Yad Dalet. V'medina Akas, if he's discussing in a case where a whole area, a whole country, needs rain, K'moy, Svarat, B'chlola, Rashkna, B'chlola, the whole country of Spain and the whole country of Germany, Tzrichim Matur, they need rain. So now there can be two scenarios that they need rain, which means that this is a place which in general rain is beneficial, or there's actually a drought and they actively need rain right now. It's not just that there's a need for rain at this time of year, but there's an actual drought that there's no rain. And the person said, tell them what to the bracha. Here in this country where they need rain. There's an actual active need for rain right now. There's a drought. So Ein Tzarach L'Achzor. So the Chayon of Paskins, he does not need to go back. Okay, so L'Odom L'Sim involved, and why is this different than by Mashu Baruch HaMorad HaGoshem, which I did not differentiate between by Mashu Baruch HaMorad HaGoshem, what type of country it is. And I said, even if it's a place where there's a Tzirutz Geshomer, there's a drought, if you say Mashu Baruch HaMorad HaGoshem in that time, in the summer, you have to go back. Here we're saying, you don't have to go back. What's the difference? So the Chayyim explains, the Shom shining over there, in regards to Mashu Baruch HaMorad HaGoshem, K'di'isa Shom, that's different. Now there's a Gersa which actually says that Shevach Shani, praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not appropriate to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu about something which in Eretz Yisrael, it's not beneficial. So even though over here it is beneficial, but in Eretz Yisrael it's not beneficial, and therefore we don't use it for a praise. But regards to a need, since where I am there is a need, so that is, it's not going to be ma'akev, at least b'di'evet. Now, even though that's true, we do not say it in Birchas Hashanim, because that's the bracha which is nikra for all of Klal Yisrael, based on the primary need which is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So we add it into Shemaya Tefillah. This is a place, and if there was an actual Yisrael Shemaya, they would actually make special bakashas in Shemaya Tefillah during Chazaras HaShatz. Kvar Nitfas B'Sidurim, which is published, already printed in the Sidurim, the Nusach, what to say. Avolo Yermer Rak B'Sein Talam Otar, El Davka K'Nusach B'Nusach HaTefillah. You do not, in the Shemaya Tefillah, do not just add in the words, B'Sein Talam Otar Livrocha, but rather you say the Nusach HaTefillah, which is clearly distinct from the regular Bakasha, the special Bakasha, because of a situation of drought. And we do only do this when there's a real bona fide need. Okay. Now, it's important to point out that this halacha is only that he's saying that b'di'evet, going back to the point that he's saying, so b'di'evet, if a person did ask in a Birchas Hashanim, it's not ma'akev, it's only if it's a homadina. But even if it's one city, the this is based on a Chuvas Arush, which is Shulchan Aruch Paskins like, says if you have only one city which needs, but the country in general does not need, then you do not say, but even B'di'evet, if a person in that city said B'Sein Talam Otar Livrocha in the summer, he would have to go back. Because it's not the need of the greater country, it's just the need of one specific area of the country. So, whereas the rest of the country, it's not a valid need. Therefore, the person should not be asking for it in this country, and therefore he has to go back if he would say B'Sein Talam Otar Livrocha during Yemos Hachama. Let's finish up the simon. Ubishabas Rosh Chodesh Riyamtiv Maskirin Yud Gimel Midas or Mizmer Reitilim Shalmatar Kedisa B'Sidurim. If the drought is so significant that they need to daven for it on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so instead of saying it during the Chazar Sashatz of during Shemaya Tefillah, because there's no Shemaya Tefillah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even on Rosh Chodesh, we don't in general say Slichas, you would say Mizmor Tilim and you give Midrash Rachamim, which is also found in the Siddurim, how to say that prakosha. So the halacha is that you have a life-threatening situation, you can make prakoshas on Shabbos for that situation. It gives an example of a city which is about, there's the danger of the river overflowing and washing into the city and endangering people's lives, etc. The different scenarios where the halacha is, that you're allowed to daven for that on Shabbos. You could even say, you're going to meet a Sharachimim and Mizmor Tilim as Shalmoter, which are for rain. And that would be the option to use on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so we basically covered the halachas of when to go back for if a person said a Talmud to the Bracha incorrectly. And we only have the issue is what's the definition of Akar Raglav, which he's going to deal with. He mentioned already that he argues with the Mishnah Berurah, and that is in the next siman, which we'll leave for the next year. Have a good day.